Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had so many different questions. How do I record an episode? Where do I find background music? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people like to listen? Where do I find advertisers? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free and 100% ridiculously easy to use. I use Anchor for OT Talk with Mr. T and the PAL with Tani G, and I love it. It's so easy to use. It's so wonderful, and everyone should use it. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start, and I can't wait to hear your podcast. Hello and welcome to OT Talk with Mr. T. I'm your host, Mr. T. I wanted to reintroduce myself as Mr. T the OT. I wanted to give a little bit of background information. I went to undergraduate studies for occupational therapy was master's. For bachelor's was psychology in Yeshiva University, and my master's was in Long Island University in the Brooklyn campus. I got a BS, MS, and OT. And this is currently my third year. I work for the city during the day, and at night I do teletherapy for occupational therapy. And it is a wonderful profession. It is a wonderful job. We try to help people as much as we can to be as independent as possible. Personally, when I work in the school system, we get to help the children, the students, to be as independent as possible, whether it be through allowing them better usage of classroom materials such as scissors or glue sticks or tape, or crayons and pencils and markers, or whether it be with helping them with activities of daily living, otherwise known as ADL, such as buttoning and zippers and shoelaces and the like. And we could also help in different areas. I mean, we also do handwriting and things like that. Everything that we could help a student be as independent as possible. But we could also help in many different settings, including in nursing homes and in clinics, inpatient and outpatient, and in rehab clinics, and even some people work in mental health, which I did some graduate work in, which was fantastic also, doing a lot of groups and helping out with anxiety and calming methods and dealing with a lot of stressful situations. But we try to help wherever possible, and we're going to try to touch base with different things and different settings and different ideas within occupational therapy. I just wanted to give some tips and some ideas of what I do with different students personally, and then we could always branch out to different things. Again, these podcasts are going to hopefully be just a few minutes each, and try to keep them up, God willing, in the future. So, for instance, I work during the day, and each session with a student usually is around 30 minutes. They have a mandate. It's called an IEP. It's an online file that is accessible. It could also be printed out, and according to the mandate, it's a legal document that says this student needs help with such and such things, and usually it's twice a week, 30 minutes, individual or group. You could also see them in a group of one.